This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Jeff Steyer. He is a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research, where he's also head of the organization's Risk Analysis Division. He's been taking a closer look at what appears to be a rash of government intervention into the food choices of Americans, particularly children, in schools. From the mayor of Boston ordering sodas out of schools to the principal in Chicago saying that parents can't be trusted to make their kids' own lunches. What is going on here, and what does it tell us about the attitude of this administration and where things might be headed? And Jeff, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks, Greg. And it's popping up in cities all over the country, as you mentioned. And it's not just schools. And people have been wondering, why all of a sudden have the food police become so much more active? And what I uncovered was there is a new slush fund at the Center for Disease Control that was funded originally by the stimulus bill and now by Obamacare, where they have half a billion dollars going up in 2015 to $2 billion a year, every single year in perpetuity, to spend on fighting obesity. Well, that sounds like, you know, a good use of money. Except when you look at it, you see how the mayor of Boston used that money to ban soda not only from schools, but also from municipal buildings. And when I say soda, I mean sugary soda. But they have not banned diet soda, which is good. But then they decided not to ban apple juice, which calorically is pretty much the same as soda. So it really doesn't make any sense. And they're taking away, the interesting thing is they're taking away choices, but the language they're using, Greg, is the language of choice. We want to help people make better decisions so they can make healthier choices. And how do they do that, Greg? By taking away choices. it's pretty silly.
So let's take a look at this, because as you mentioned, these things are just being banned. It's not a matter of information being passed along, which could potentially help parents or students make better choices here. What is it? Tell us that they don't even trust parents to make decisions about what their kids are eating, much less what's in the vending machine for kids to choose themselves.
Well, that's right. Well, it means that they believe the government knows best. The regulatory czar in this country, he's the head of the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs at the White House's Office of Management and Budget, is a guy named Cass Sunstein, a former professor from the University of Chicago Law School. And he wrote a book with a colleague of his called Libertarian Paternalism. And libertarian paternalism means we're going to be libertarian about it. We're not going to be so draconian as to ban products, but we're going to guide people to make the so-called right choices. And I think that's what's driving a lot of this, although, of course, as I wrote in National Review last week, this is libertarian paternalism without the libertarianism, in that they are taking away choices using the language of libertarian paternalism, that we want to help you make better choices. But I, of course, challenge the whole notion of libertarian paternalism, even with the libertarianism, which is that the government really always knows what's best for us.
What happened to taxing the daylight out of things, that like the people used to do with cigarettes and so forth? Not that that's a good idea necessarily either, but that seemed to be the way that choices were suggested in the past. Does that just not get them the results they want? Why the sudden strategy shift other than the money coming through the stimulus plan?
Well, it's part of this administration's approach and part of how these cities are using the federal dollars, part of a program called Communities Putting Prevention to Work, which, by the way, the House, you may have heard, the House voted last week to defund part of Obamacare. This is what that was about. So we're taking a closer look at what the defunding of part of Obamacare meant. Now, of course, the House voted to defund Communities Putting Prevention to Work. The Senate has not yet voted on this, and I'm a little bit less optimistic about them defunding it. But you're right. This is a move away from taxing things. Well, they also want to tax things, tax soda and things like that that they don't want us having. But it's gone beyond that. It's gone to taking away our choices. I think they've pushed things a little too far, because there has been a very strong reaction to some of these latest moves popping up all over the country.
How far do you think they'd like to take it, Jeff? That might be a little bit of a subjective question, but you may have some folks out there at this point saying, well, cigarettes, no, we don't like that. Soda's probably not that good for you. You know, candy and potato chips, probably not the healthiest thing, so what's the harm? But if they get what they want, how far do they want to take this?
You know, I think the next trend because you're seeing more and more of the bans. The next thing that they're really pushing hard on, and you haven't seen a lot of it yet, but I predict you will be seeing more of it, is a move to regulate advertising. Just as they regulate advertising on, you know, you can't advertise tobacco the way you used to. Well, and obviously, you know, that is has been a successful move on the public health group's early successes. You know, they succeeded in changing tobacco advertising, and most people think that's a good idea. So now they're moving and saying, well, since tobacco and cigarettes are bad, well, too much food is bad. So we should regulate how food companies advertise their products to kids. For instance, just like, they argue, just like the Camel cartoon on tobacco has been banned, Captain Crunch, it's a sugary cereal, and it's a cartoon that appeals to kids. We want big food companies appealing to kids. I mean, that's what food companies do, right, is they market food. But that's the next move, is to regulate how food companies advertise their products, the products that, of course, the activists don't like, how they advertise those to parents and children. And that's really, I think, kind of the next frontier on the move to take away choices from consumers.
We're talking with Jeff Steyer of the National Center for Public Policy Research. And Jeff, in that piece you mentioned from National Review, you mentioned that in a comparison between New York City and Newark, New Jersey, New York has the mandatory calorie count, Newark doesn't, and people, even with the information, ended up picking food higher in calories than in New York than they did in New Jersey. So what is the answer there? And I guess the other half of the fitness equation here is, how's the government going to force people to exercise?
They're going to get behind them with a whip, maybe. I don't know. But you're right to point out that example between New York and New Jersey. And, of course, the thing is now it will become the law everywhere as part of Obamacare that there will be mandatory calorie counts on menus from fast food restaurants, chain restaurants around the country. Before it was a part of Obamacare, it was law in New York City because, of course, Mayor Bloomberg in New York is going to tell us all how to live. In Newark, New Jersey, they did not have this, and in New York, they did. And they compared the cash register receipts at restaurants and found that kids in New York City who looked at the, who were exposed to this more obvious calorie counts on the menus actually chose more calories. So when they challenged, obviously the law did not have its intended effect. So when they challenged the activists who pushed these types of laws and said, you know, they're not really working, the thought was people would say, well, maybe we ought to roll it back. It's too invasive, it's just too much control, it's just telling restaurants how to act. Well, instead of saying, well, if it's not working, we should roll it back, they responded, well, this just goes to show we need even more interventions to control how people eat. So just because it doesn't work doesn't mean we shouldn't have the law. It's proof, they argue, that we need more laws.
Interesting. Very interesting. You can find Jeff's piece on nationalreview.com. Jeff, very interesting, a little bit frightening. Thanks very much for your time today.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Jeff Steyer is a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research, where he's also head of the organization's Risk Analysis Division. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.